Jails and COVID-19, a time bomb? President Alberto Fernández said he was concerned about the situation of Argentina's prisons in the context of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. I am trying to make sure that we can control the issue in a rational way, but this is not a problem of Argentina alone. It's a problem of the whole world, he said in an interview with an Argentine radio station. This statement comes after some cases were confirmed among some inmates and prisons jumped to the public agenda like a time bomb. There were some riots in prisons in Florencio Varela, Buenos Aires province, Devoto, Buenos Aires city, and in the provinces of Santa Fe and Corrientes. Prisons before a COVID-19 outbreak were already a complex issue with varying situations, overcrowding, the different conditions among those who have firm sentences or those awaiting trial are just some of the situations that the pandemic worsened. In this context, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights recommended that countries which are signatories of the San José de Costa Rica Pact, like Argentina, attend to the health situation in prisons. There were complaints by crime victims' associations and the Minister of Women's Affairs, Elizabeth Gómez Alcorta, about the release in the province of Buenos Aires of prisoners who face charges of gender violence or sexual abuse. The issue became a news story because some of those released return to live in the same house or in the same neighborhoods of the victims. Writer and journalist Eduardo Anguita shares several of his impressions and thoughts on the prison situation and the health crisis there.
La superpoblación carcelaria en la Argentina es un problema que lleva décadas y están en una situación de vulnerabilidad que no es mucho mayor.
Prison overcrowding in Argentina is a situation that has been going on for decades. With the appearance of COVID, prisoners lost their visits, intimate visits, and created their own codes, as in the province of Buenos Aires, of protection against the virus. I am making now a personal assessment. In Argentina, resources are very scarce to deal with this crisis. There is no doubt that the situation of prisoners and inmates is bad, nor can the violation of their rights be accepted. But I have no doubt that the situation of other sectors, such as medical workers or those in the houses for the elderly, and the poverty situation is critical as well, and that Argentina's scarce resources in this context must be applied in a very rational and sensible manner.
Que los recursos que tiene la Argentina los tiene que afectar de una manera criteriosa, no me cabe la menor duda.
Voiceover, Fernando Farias. Interview and production, Silvana Avellaneda. Web production, Julián Cortés.